Hey, time travelers. This is Heather Einhorn, co-creator of Nikki Fix's Time Mix. Up next, be kind and rewind to the 90s for a most epic episode of Nikki Fix. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
Einhorn's Epic Productions and iHeartRadio present Nikki Fix's Time Mix.
Do you think Dante knows we're headed to steal back your guitar, Nikki?
I don't know if he's figured out I'm a time traveler. Well, because it sounds completely insane. But he wouldn't have stashed it away if he didn't have suspicions.
And he recognized us at Asbury Park before we escaped. That means he...
Take it easy, Liam. You're still solid. You're still here.
Hang in there. And I'm sorry I caused you to never be born.
But I definitely feel... I don't know... thin?
You're fine. Just looks like you trimmed down by a few pounds. That's all.
I don't know if I can go on.
Hey, Liam?
Yeah?
Don't milk it too hard, bud.
Just concentrate on good things. Like... what are you gonna do after we fix everything?
Like my bucket list?
Yeah.
Okay, well, make a name for myself that isn't tainted by my sucky dad. Do something heroic. Watch every Marvel movie in order in one sitting. Uncover the secrets of the Illuminati. Kiss a girl I really like. Hear a perfect song and help put it out in the world. Learn close-up magic.
That's, a really good list.
It doesn't matter. I won't get to do any of it unless we fix this timeline.
Speaking of, we have to get to Dante's vault, in the back of his estate, underneath the antenna.
That's where I buried my keys in 1996, right under the boulder next to the trail. Let's see if they're still there, and hope that they still work.
There's the front gate.
We're not using the dirt access road in the back?
The security's all to keep people from getting on the property. If we're already inside, that'll be our best shot. I hope something good comes out of my mouth in the next 30 seconds, because it's showtime.
Visitors allowed. Turn it around.
I'd like to get inside the house my music paid for, please.
Oh, Miss Rains?
I know I'm supposed to be on my way to the It Never Rains in Summer music cruise experience right now, but I forgot all my swimsuits. Crazy, right? So you can open the gate now.
Mr. Diamond's not with you.
Mr. Diamond? Is... a little too important to help me pack, don't you think? I mean, there are deals to be made, am I right?
I'm sorry, but this is highly unusual. I'm under specific instructions from Mr. Diamond not to let anyone on the compound.
Do you really think those instructions are meant for me?
I guess not, Miss... but who are your friends?
Hey!
Hello!
These are VIPs! You see, they had this wish, and he doesn't have one.
Oh, he does look pretty bad. Sorry, Miss Rains. I'll open the gate right away. Don't give up, kid. You're gonna make it, huh?
Thank you. Nikki, that was awesome! I've picked up a few tricks over the years.
What next?
We won't have much time once we get in. He'll call his supervisor to double-check my story, so we have to be quick. Keep driving, Bobby. The back of the estate is up ahead, just past the hedge maze.
Jeez, this place is big.
It's even bigger than when I lived here.
He bought up every parcel of land with my money.
Are those statues of my dad?
As each of the Greek gods? Yeah.
And you're telling me you had trouble figuring out he was a giant narcissist?
Point, Bobby. And this isn't even the worst of it. You should see his penthouse in Vegas. In this timeline, Dante made a fortune early in his career, and it only grew from there.
How did he do that? What changed?
Me. In order to get my music out there, I, well, subtly tipped him off to some of the changes coming in the music industry. MP3s, streaming. He got in early on everything, and was hailed as a genius in the process. The Nostradamus of the music industry.
Rule number one of time travel, don't tell anyone what happens in the future.
If you want to say I told you so, you have every right to.
We always hated Dante Diamond, and you gave him everything.
Well, I asked you if you thought people could change, and you said yes. That kindness in the right moment could flip the script. I thought I could make him a better person.
I didn't mean so kind. You make him even worse.
Once I was in it, I just kept justifying it, telling myself I could get through to him if I stuck with it. But you're right. I just made it worse. And now it's too late. I'm sorry.
Well, if we pull this off, it won't ever happen. What matters now is that we get the guitar and undo all of this.
You're still mad at me, Bobby. I know it.
I just don't understand why you would trust him the way you did.
Because I was a teenager. Because I was all by myself. Because I was scared. Pretty soon I realized I had no home, no family, no money, no identification. There wasn't even a record that I existed.
Yeah, but him?
Out of all the people in the world, he was the only one there to fix it. When the IRS came after me, when the FBI realized I was a non-person, they were threatening to deport me. I was a kid who had never lived outside of Jersey. I never realized how controlling all this would make him. The more money he got, the more power he got, the weirder it all became. I tried to get away, but you can't go too far without a birth certificate, or a social security card, or credit history. Dante made up a whole identity for me to keep me safe here, and then put me under a conservatorship. And I had no power to fight it, and no one to go to for help. Now I'm property of Diamond International. I'm not even a real person, and certainly not a real musician. I mean, you guys heard me. I'm just another brand. I may as well be a hologram.
I didn't know that's how it was.
How could you? But now I know that there's more to life than fame. People cheering for you can never replace people being there for you. I love you so much, Bobby. The world sucks without you as my best friend. I hope you can forgive me.
I love you too, obviously.
There it is, the antenna. Let's get us the hell out of here and fix all this. And the sooner the better, because this place gives me the creeps. This is them, all right. My keys, just where I buried them.
Now let's see if they work.
Over here.
Bingo!
There's another door. But this one has a keypad.
I got this. Day of my first hit, I bet. Dante's inner sanctum.
Whoa. Look at all this stuff. It's all junk. Flyers, old clothes, cassette tapes. It's like a hoarder's paradise. Why have a security fortress around this?
One person's junk is another one's treasure.
My dad was the same in my time. He collects things for the archives.
Exactly. Some of it he's sitting on until the value goes up again in the fan market. Other stuff he rotates into exhibits at the museum.
How are we supposed to find the guitar in this mountain of junk?
Start digging.
Look at this. Contracts for Pink, Katy Perry, Miley Cyrus?
He bought up their contracts and buried them. fed their songs to other artists on his roster. They don't even have careers here. One of them is a math teacher.
Wait a minute. Liam, is this it?
Let's see. Scratch mark next to the third fret. Initials burned in on the underside.
Yes, Bobby. Yes!
I've got it. Now let's go before he knows we're here.
I'm afraid you can't leave, Miss Rains.
God, you scared me.
I'm going to have to ask you to put the guitar down.
Of course. We probably tripped some silent alarm.
Listen, I already told you that Mr. Diamond wanted me to get this for him, okay? I'll call him now if you don't believe me.
Don't embarrass yourself, Summer.
Dante.
Ever since I saw your old friends, Bobby and Liam, at the show, I knew you'd head here. I've had my eye on you.
Well, all of that is about to change.
I'll take that guitar, young lady, since it belongs to me anyway.
No!
Hey! No.
Hey, let go! No!
Security, bring these kids to the police station and charge them with trespassing and theft.
We're not leaving without her!
Let them go, Dante. Don't ruin their lives with a juvenile record. This is between you and me.
Carl, you can go now. I'll handle these kids myself.
Yes, Mr. Bunny.
Give us back the guitar!
Ben gave that to Nikki. It belongs to her.
It belongs to me. Just like everything else of hers. Now, Summer, we have to get you down to the pier. The cruise can't take off without its star attraction.
I'm not going.
You're under contract, Summer.
I said I'm not going.
Yes, you are.
I'll tell the truth about you. About everything you've done to me. I'll go to the press.
Ooh, go ahead. Try it. I can make all of that go away with a wave of my hand. You see, kids, Summer suffers from bouts of nervous exhaustion. She has delusions that she's a time traveler. She's out of touch with reality. It affects her work. Sometimes she gets it into her head to do things like renege on contracts and miss show dates. She costs herself a lot of money that way. Sad. That's why the courts agreed she can't be relied on to look after her own self-interests. Oh, but don't worry, fans. I've always got my eye on her.
Shut up.
What I don't understand is, why would you want to leave all of this? I gave you everything, Summer. A life, a career, I even gave you a name. When we started, we were a team, but nothing I do is ever enough, is it? What do I get in return? You abandon me.
I thought this was the life I wanted, okay? It's not. But instead of letting me go, you trapped me.
Because I know how good you could be.
You always do that. You never let people shine on their own.
And who are you, kid? Besides the third wheel no one asked for.
I see it now. You're scared of being alone. Of being abandoned.
You don't know me.
I know Leonard, though. Leonard Mikalski. Leonard thought no one took him seriously, that he had to play hardball, pounce on weakness, exact revenge. But you really just want someone to tell you, good job.
All right, enough.
But there's no one left to do that, is there? Because you've surrounded yourself with people whose love and loyalty is under contract. They stay close to you because they have to, not because they choose to. Because otherwise, you're afraid they'll leave you.
I have hundreds of people on payroll who like me just fine.
They don't really like you, Leonard.
Don't call me that!
Back in my time, I was always afraid that I wasn't good enough for you. But that was never the problem. You were afraid that I didn't love you.
What? Love me? Who the hell are you, kid?
My name is Liam. Liam Mikalski.
What?
I'm a guy who is just like you. A guy who loves music and musicians. I always rejected that because I didn't want to be you. But I'm not you. I like my name, my real name. I like my crooked nose and the gap in my teeth. I like that I could talk for hours about amps and woofers and distortion pedals.
Seriously, kid, if you don't shut up.
And you? You're a guy who loves music. And you love musicians, or used to. of what you could be if you really cared for them. Or what kind of relationship we could have had.
Stop. Stop walking towards me.
This isn't your life. This isn't any of our lives. But you have a chance right now to make things right. Let Nikki go and give us the guitar, Dad.
Dad?
Look at the guitar! It's glowing!
Ah! It shocked me!
It's okay. It's okay. Quick, Nikki, here. It's in tune. Play a song.
No. No, you're not going anywhere. You're staying right here.
No! Can you help me find a way? He's locked us in!
Hey, Nikki Stans. Want to uncover more epic time travel secrets? Head to EEP Universe on Instagram and TikTok for more totally twisty details. More Nikki Fix is up next. But first, a quick word from our sponsor. Hey, time travelers. Welcome back. Want to uncover more totally twisty time travel secrets? Head to eepuniverse.com to learn more.
And now, here she is. The pop sensation you've all been waiting for. Old Bridge Mall, give it up for your very own Summer Rae!
Where are we?
Oh man, that sucks every time. But I somehow feel better.
Wait, I remember this. This was part of a tri-state mall tour that Dante put together to generate grassroots buzz.
Yes! That means it worked! We went back again!
All right! But that also means we didn't wind up where we started.
This is about a year after you both left, so... 1997.
Well... time travel isn't precise. There must be something else in this time that we have to set right.
Nikki, what's going on right now in your life here?
This is the concert that convinces the executives at Galaxy Records that I'm a viable investment. They're excited by my fan base. Everything changes after today. This is when I truly stop being Nikki Fix and become Summer Rains.
So that means this is a cross point in time.
Less nerd speak, please.
We have to find a way to talk to you before that deal happens. You know, not you, but the other you.
I'll be signing autographs in the Sam Goodies upstairs after the concert. That'll be our best shot. Oh my god, is that you? What are you wearing? That's way too much makeup.
Don't judge me. People were super into it, as you can see.
Let's get closer.
Come on, you guys. There's a hole in the crowd. Nikki? Nikki?
Get back in line.
Excuse me. Sorry. Excuse me. Sorry. Pardon me.
Whoa, whoa, whoa! Where do you think you're going?
We have to talk to Nikki. Summer. It's okay. I'm her best friend.
Yeah. So is everyone here. The whole line is best friends with her.
But it's an emergency.
Honestly, we really do know her.
Get back in line. Get.
Listen, buddy. We're here to save that girl's future. So you can either let us through and be on the right side of history, or we can run you over.
But either way, we're talking to Summer.
Back of the line!
Maybe we should just wait in line, guys. We traveled 30 years. What's a little bit more time?
Right. Come on, Nikki.
Man, this line is pretty insane. How long do you think the wait is from all the way back here?
At least a couple of hours.
Oh, that's too long.
I stopped signing autographs at 5.
Do you think we'll make it to her in time?
I don't know.
Okay, you guys stay here and hold the spot.
Wait, where are you going?
I'm gonna go try and sneak in with the roadies downstairs and see if I can leave a message in her equipment. Just in case.
Good thinking. Just... be careful.
You too. See you in a little bit.
What was that?
What was what?
That?
What?
That was a moment between you and Liam.
What? No! Maybe. Shut up.
You're blushing. Oh my god. Bobby! I thought I saw a spark between you in 1996. Tell me everything. Have you kissed?
No!
Why not? Kiss him. He's a good guy.
Let's just focus on the task at hand, all right?
Okay. But I'm in my 40s now, so I've, done stuff with boys. If you need any advice. I'm just saying.
Nikki! We still have a whole space-time continuum thing to repair. So the timeline can go back to normal and we can all go home.
And you can go on a date with Liam! Woo! I've only been waiting, forever for you guys to get together.
I never thought so much could happen in a few days. But yeah, I like Liam.
Oh, I really missed our girl talks. Okay. Back to the task at hand. If Nikki's anything like I was, and she is, then she may not be too receptive. Success kind of goes to your head for the first couple of years. You think you know it all.
I have faith in you to do the right thing. I always have.
Actually, I might have an idea. Can you hold down the fort here? I'll be right back.
Sure.
Excuse me. I was told to put this piece with Nikki's kit. Summer's kit. Do you know where that is?
Yeah, right over there.
Thanks.
I know, she was incredible. Well, thank you, Mr. Bullet. I'm excited to finally meet you in person and discuss bigger and brighter things for Summer's future.
I agree, she is star material. Okay, see you then. Ciao!
Hey, you're Dante Diamond, aren't you?
Do I know you?
Kind of. We met at the Millennium Rink.
Oh, right. That place. Sorry, I don't remember your name.
Well, that's okay. Doesn't matter.
Well, nice seeing you again. Thanks for coming out.
Before you go, I want to say something. You're really great at this stuff. Bringing people together, making things happen, helping artists to develop their voice. You're really talented. So, just in case no one else has said it to you, good job.
Well, that was unexpected. Usually people just see Summer and not the behind-the-scenes stuff, so thanks.
One more thing. Now that I have some perspective on things, I realized something important. Your artists, they love you. But there'll come a time when they really need you to love them back. To put them as people ahead of everything else. Don't lose sight of that.
Okay. Were we in class together or something?
Or something. See you around, Leonard.
Hey! Can I at least, give you a t-shirt?
To my number one fan, Love Summer Rains. Thanks so much for coming out.
Next.
Liam, over here. So much for coming out. Any luck?
I heard my dad on the phone with the label. The clock is ticking. How about you?
Almost to the front of the line. I think we'll be able to talk to her in time.
Where's Nikki? Older Nikki, I mean.
She said she was stepping out, but she hasn't come back yet. I've been watching Nikki sign as I've gotten closer, and she looks so different.
Her hair's different.
No, not that. She's signing autographs, but she isn't even looking up at anyone. She doesn't seem like Nikki.
Yeah, well, that's not Nikki now. That's Summer Rains.
Next!
That's us.
Thank you so much for coming out today and supporting live music. Who should I make the autograph out to?
You forget my name already?
Bobby! Liam! Oh my god, what are you doing here?
We've come back again to get you out of here.
It's time to come home.
That's really nice of you, but I'm good here.
No, you can't go through with this. You're ruining your life.
She's right, Nikki. You're messing up the time continuum. We've seen how it turns out, and it is not pretty.
Things are great here. I'm great here.
Nikki, this isn't your life. We have to go home. Did you even save the rink? Do you know what's going to happen to Ben?
Ben is still managing the rink. It seems fine.
It's not going to be.
Are these two giving you a hard time, Miss Rains?
No. They're fine. Thanks. All right. I get it. Listen, I can't talk about this here. I have to finish up and do some press photos. But when I'm done, it's the three of us, yeah? We'll sit down and talk it all out.
When will that be?
An hour. I'll meet you at the food court at 6, okay?
Okay. We'll see you there.
Yep. See you there.
What time is it?
8:15.
She's not coming. Is she?
It doesn't look like it.
She lied to us. This is like when she let go of my hand. I'm so mad. What do we do now?
We'll figure it out. We should connect with other Nikki. Maybe she's having better luck.
Too bad we can't text. Again. How are we supposed to find anyone with no technology?
Old Bridge isn't that big. Come on.
All right. Thank all you wonderful skaters out there for coming to the Millennium Rink on another beautiful Friday night.
I thought I'd find you here. Stood up your friends, huh?
Who are you? Oh, wait a minute. Oh my god. Are you... me?
Yep. And Nikki, we need to talk.
Einhorn's Epic Productions and iHeartRadio present Nikki Fixes Time Mix. Created and executive produced by Heather Einhorn and Adam Staffaroni. Executive produced by iHeartRadio. Head writer, Cecil Castellucci. Writers, Lou Beckford Burrell, Louis Kornfeld, Natalia Janchek, and Adam Staffaroni. Directed by Rebecca Cunningham, with performances by Judy Alice Lee as Nikki Fix, Talia Romina as Bobby, Joshua Evans as Liam, Tyler Kies as Dante Diamond and Leonard, and Baron Bass as Ben. Additional voices, Maura Vincent, Caleb Yen, David Shatraw, Leif Walschlager, and Scott Hoffman as Record Shop Clerk. Post sound by Chapter 4. Sound supervision and sound design by Sarah Gibble-Lasker. Assistant sound editing by Andrew Berger, Natalie Escudero, and Zachary Spicer. Music composed by Murray A. Lightburn. Lyrics by Natalia Janchek and Murray A. Lightburn. Produced by Arup Sanakaila. Development writer, Scott Hoffman. Development executive, Greg Lockard. Line producer, Anna Stipko. Production coordinator and script supervisor, Laura Martin. Operations, Laura Kaufman. Marketing and publicity, Jesse Post. Digital marketing, Jennifer Gennaro. Social media, Ashley Lynn Nicole. Creative direction and design by Ryan McCann. A special thank you to The Shadow Unicorn. Einhorn's Epic Productions and iHeartRadio present Nikki Fixes Time Mix.
Hey, time travelers, check out more incredible adventures at eepuniverse.com. Dig into the secrets of time travel or explore our other shows. Lethal Lit, A Tig Torres Mystery, See You in Your Nightmares, Daughters of DC, and more.